Harper Audio presents Altamont, The Rolling Stones, The Hells Angels, and the Inside Story of Rock's Darkest Day by Joel Selvin, read by John Pruden. Part 1. 1. Pipe Dreams. Rock's Gully had passed through Heathrow Airport in London many times before. Growing up as the stepson of a respected international scholar and journalist, Scully had spent years living abroad, attending private schools and universities in Europe. He was not especially alarmed to be greeted in the almost friendly official tone of the British passport officer. "Mr. Scully? Right this way, sir." In October 1969, 6 weeks after Woodstock, it had become increasingly common to see visitors to England arrive wearing long hair and hippie garb. But Scully, the 24-year-old manager of the Grateful Dead, ringleader of the most resolute gang of San Francisco freaks, house band to the dawning of the LSD apocalypse and pioneer explorers of inner space, was a prince among California hippies and looked it. Scully appeared like nothing so much as Rasputin, his scarecrow frame topped with scraggly dark hair and an unkempt wispy beard. He had taken so much LSD, his pupils were little more than molten brown orbs floating in buttermilk. He was dressed head to toe in denim, his feet encased in exquisite hand-tooled cowboy boots. He had the odd feeling he had been expected. Rock had arrived with Frankie Weir, the formidable girlfriend of Dead guitarist Bobby Weir, close enough to him to have assumed his last name.